Hello and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. Oh my goodness, what an amazing week it has been. And it's been a long, relaxing time off. As you know, I took off last week for Memorial Day. It was a nice break and an honor of everything. I didn't do an episode. I hope you guys enjoyed your families and your loved ones. And I just hope you're enjoying your week now. My week has been just hectic. Not so much in the sense of what's going on, but as we're nearing the end of the school year, just so much is happening. And I was a little overwhelmed, have a little anxiety going on. Not so much to where it's crippling me, but to where it's just lingering and I know it's there and I know if I can confront it, I can tap right into it. So I'm just choosing to let it flow through me, and I know what's causing it. Summer break is causing it. You know, we worry and we think, oh, I gotta get sitters and I gotta make sure I have this lined up, and you know, your children are home with you, so now you have to make sure that everything is in order, and you have to entertain and make sure that you have, you know, things in line, because now school days are gone for now, so you have to have things set up for babysitters and entertainment. And sometimes that can be overwhelming for parents with anxiety, because we want our kids to have so much fun, but at the same time, I mean, being 100% available to our children 24 hours, not 24 hours, but the waking hours, it's a lot some days. So I get a little nervous. I get nervous that I want to do the best I can. I want him to fully enjoy his summer. But also as well, I have so much stuff going on in my life that I have to make sure that everything is taken care of in those moments when he was usually in school. I'm rearranging my schedule, and that can be a little overwhelming. I am excited to have him home for the summer. You know, we only get so many summers with our children, and I try to really make the best of it. We got our pool set up, which I'm very excited about, and we got a trampoline. I'm just trying to find like outdoor activities. He got a new swing with monkey bars, and we kind of did everything this year, because last year I feel like he was at the age, coming towards the end of the age, where he was entertained by just being outside with toys. Now it's he wants to do something, and his bike, yeah, can entertain him for a little bit, or his scooter, but he wants to be able to be more into stuff, of course. So hopefully all this stuff going on will be a little entertainment, even just for an hour, for a little parent break. So yeah, that's been my week. You know, we had field day on Friday. Tomorrow is a school play. So it's just a lot of end of the school year stuff, and I've just been overwhelmed. My niece, who I'm very close to, she's graduating this year. It was her last day of high school, which is very emotional, and I am very much an empath, and I feel people's feelings like they're my own. And I just, towards end of school years and kids growing and going through life and moving on, I feel it all, and it's just so much. And now I've come to a crossroads where we have birthdays and family reunions coming up. And as we know, I don't talk to my mom. It's been almost a year and a half since I have. And these family functions are coming up, and I know she'll be there. So I have to make the tough decision of either not going, or I was thinking, you know, not having Blake attend, it's too confusing. My son, it's so confusing for that. Or, you know, just not participating in it, which is a tough call. So I think we all are just dealing with a lot right now. I got a lot thrown on my plate in the last 2 weeks, and I'm slowly trying to sort it out. I'm not trying to do it all at once as much as I want to, as much as my anxious brain is like, we need to figure this out right now. You cannot sleep until we have answers. I am not doing that to myself, because that is not fair to my mind. It's not fair to my body. So I'm just taking it as it comes. with what I feel will be the best decision when I get there. So maybe a couple days prior, I'll figure it out. And you never know. You just never know where things are going to lead. So my mental health state, I would say this past week has been probably around a 6 or a 7. Not extremely low, not extremely high, but like right a little above average. You know, my family's healthy. I'm healthy. We're leading a great life and I'm doing my personal best. So I can't really ask for more. But I feel like my anxiety is right at water surface here, right at the level. So I have to take steps back sometimes and really take control of what is causing it. This week, I really wanted to talk about even social media with anxiety. I personally, I love social media. I love not all of it. I like TikTok. I think it's hilarious. It gets me in a great mood. I think it's funny. And I try to stay on the lighter side of TikTok with just comedy or makeup, hairstyles, funny parenting things, or just relatable parenting things. I love TikTok. I like Facebook to an extent. I mainly am on there for family, and I'll, you know, do pictures or funny things. Nothing too crazy serious. Sometimes I'll post some loving things or personal opinion things, but nothing too crazy. But I do notice when I'm bored, if I get to scrolling on Facebook, it puts me in a different mood than if I were scrolling on TikTok, something funny. So I really try to steer clear of that, because even myself, somebody who I consider I can turn it off, my emotions with people and how they feel, even I get affected with this stuff. And it can go both ways, though. Like I said, certain apps, they make me feel, you know, not so alone in things. And certain groups, even there's Facebook groups that I'm a part of with anxiety. And I encourage you to join them if you're not too overwhelmed. Some of the anxiety groups that I found I had to leave because it was too much. I noticed some people's anxiety is so bad that if I read too much of it, it can cause mine to kind of act up. So I have to be careful with that as well. But I am a part of certain anxiety groups on Facebook that I do encourage you to be a part of, because not only sometimes does it make you feel better that you're not alone, but also you can ask questions and you can really know you're not alone. I've asked questions before, and I've kind of taken like one of those polls before where you see, you know, how people's anxiety symptoms come for them and what kind of symptoms they get and things like that. And it really makes you feel good, because no matter what you're going through, I mean, I've even screenshot some of the questions and some of the answers, because I'm like, wow, like this relieved me. And I want to read that again. And I put it in a separate album on my phone for when I'm having a tough time, and I'll look at those. I'm all about visual and reading to help me with my anxiety. And even the other day when I noticed, I know I tell you guys, with my anxiety, when it's starting to act up, my body gets very hot, like head to toe, warm, and I really have to breathe through that. I got from the Dare, I know you guys hear me sponsor Dare app all the time, but I really wanted to tell you that this really saved my day the other day. It said, you know, these are just feelings, these are just sensations. And I was like, wow, it is. It's just sensations with that heat in my body. That's all it is. And sometimes when it hits, it feels like the end of my day, the end of my week, the end of, you know, there goes the rest of my day. But it's just a feeling. And what I'm trying to do now is turn that feeling into a not nervous feeling. That, yes, it's trying to make me feel nervous, but does it have to? You know me, I'm all about challenging my anxiety. And with this warm feeling and, you know, me being anxious about the summertime and trying to get all my ducks in a row with my schedule and making sure that my child has just a wonderful summer and has friends to play with. Last summer was such, it was really a disaster. And I feel like I have a bit of trauma from last summer. You know, we were all stuck in the house with our kids from March to when they could go back to school. I know my son was virtual up until, oh my gosh, I think it was like February. So almost a year. There were like half days where he could go randomly for like 2-3 hours, but it was nothing crazy. And that was only for like a week or two and they got shut back down. Not that being with my son was like the worst thing ever, but it was, you know, it was being in the house. It was not having much to do, being scared to leave, wanting to do things, not being able to do things, wanting to see his cousins, not being able to see his cousins, doing virtual, being a teacher, being a caretaker, being a spouse, also me being stuck in the house, not being able to leave on those school hours and get things done and groceries. And I was as well stuck in the house like I was in school. It was enough to make anybody with anxiety or depression feel completely lost in what their lives were. So as the summer approaches, I remember last summer, as I told you, was one of the worst summers I had ever had. Not anything, again, I want to sum this up, not anything to do with my child, but just being stuck at home and wanting to do so many things and not being allowed to, and being just home, not home alone, but being confined to our homes, I should say. That was really overwhelming for me. I am very social. I need to get out of my house. I need to go, even if it's just to wander around a store or get my eyebrows done or anything. And I feel like as every parent, we don't need to explain. We need a break from our kids. I don't need to explain that to anybody. We do. It's okay. They need a break from us too. He was so sick of my shit. So as the summer was approaching, I found myself getting anxious as if it was going to be the same. And I know it's not, but it was like my anxiety was telling me, but it might be. And so I feel like I overcompensated getting all these outdoor activities and setting up play dates and setting up, you know, fun family things. And yeah, I might have went over and above and beyond, but strictly because that's how I'm dealing with it right now. But anyways, back to my point. So when the DARE app messaged me and said, you know, these are just sensations that I was getting nervous towards the end of the school year, it really helped me. It really, really helped me. And also what's been helping me is, again, I don't know how many of you are on the TikTok app and things like that, but they have these amazing pages that you can search for. You can search for so many things. And whenever I say TikTok to even my sisters or anything like that, they kind of chuckle with me. I do TikTok. I have videos. I do it. I love it. I don't mind it. But it also helps me. So I search for any issues I'm even having. And people can really, I'm in my 30s and I find doctors and therapists, and even I think I've told you I struggle with cluster headaches pretty severely, to where, I mean, some days I can't even open my eyes. So I suffer with that, and I also have the polycystic kidney disease. There's something out there for everybody to find support groups and to make you feel not alone again. So on TikTok, I found several therapists that deal with anxiety and depression and OCD and past traumas. And I find them so interesting to listen to because it's all the things I know, all the things I speak. But again, even maybe some of you listening know all these tools I tell you, but hearing somebody else say it, it validates what you already knew. And so even though I feel like I know so much, hearing somebody else tell me probably the same thing I've said in several of my episodes makes me feel better. So I find that very helpful. But what I mainly want to address with social media is to unfollow those who don't make you feel good, who are constantly posting negative things, or if you have self-image issues, or those perfect parents who just always have their shit together. Let me tell you, they don't, okay? As a child, as a mother of only one child who could easily have it completely freaking made because my child is old enough to pretty much take care of himself, it never is that easy. It just isn't. You are in charge of a household, and so anybody who makes it look like they never struggle is hiding something completely else. And I'm not saying to unfollow that, but if they don't make you feel good or if you can't see through it, then maybe hide some posts, because we don't need anybody to make ourselves feel bad about ourselves who are constantly like, my life is so perfect and this is so easy. Because let's face it, whether you have anxiety or depression or OCD or childhood traumas, whatever it may be, you have something that you struggle with. And for those who you always think they have it together, they don't. And you need to see through those things. You have to learn to leave and not feel guilty. And I always think to myself, you know, I have to become as okay saying no to people as my anxiety allows me to say no to situations. You ever, you know, you're invited to parties or birthdays or whatever, and your brain instantly is like, no, I will not be there. You tell them, of course you say to them, oh yeah, try and make it. You'll even throw in a what time's it at, just to sound fancy, but you're not going. So you have to be okay with saying no that easily to people. We become such people pleasers, and you have to let go of that guilt on that. We can't fix everybody. We can barely fix ourselves someday. So what makes us think for 2 seconds that we're going to be fixers for people? It's just not possible. Think of how hard it is to change yourself. Think of how hard we work every single day, like a job, fixing ourselves. And yet, we're not completely satisfied with ourselves. So what makes us think that if we talk till we're blue in the face, or people please, or buy, or do, whatever it may be for all these other people, what makes us think that they're going to change just because of what we're doing? So remember that. Think of how hard it is to change yourself. And then think of why you think you're going to eventually change these other people. That might be a little heartbreaking for some people to hear right now, but I want you to know that it's not you. It's these other people that need to fix themselves. You have to unfollow these toxic people that portray a certain image that you feel you need to help with, or that you can fix, or that you can be like, or that you can aspire to be like. It's okay to want to have a certain image and goal in your mind for yourself, but just know that you're never going to achieve somebody who's picture perfect on social media, because that doesn't exist. That's a picture. That's a moment. I can't tell you how many, if your mom or parent or, you know, aunt or uncle or whoever taking care of children, I want you to picture your favorite picture of your family. Just think of it in your mind. I have one. I'm sure everybody has one. And then I want you to zoom out of that picture and remember that day. Tell me you didn't yell, cuss, or get angry one time. Just once. Trying to get a good picture. Or say, just smile. No, stay still. Nope, move your arm. You know, behind that picture, there is a yelling parent. There is somebody who was upset. There was a child who had a breakdown that day. There was a mom begging for you not to get a stain on that white shirt. There's always a story behind it. Now, am I saying that every person who posts a great picture has to tell that side of the story? Absolutely not. I don't air my dirty laundry on Facebook. I might post something that I want people to know or relate to, or feel empowered by, or, you know, I even talk about my kidney disease on my Facebook. Just be thankful for every single day, and that sometimes I struggle and things like that. But am I going to go on there and tell them I yelled at my kids 30 times today? Am I going to, you know, I don't, most people don't put that out there. So try not to live up to an image that you don't know the background story to. You don't know the full image. That's the cropped image. We don't have the full story. So learn to leave and not feel guilty. Learn to leave pages, learn to leave places, learn to leave people, and know that that's okay. Dare, D-A-R-E. It's a free app that helps manage anxiety, panic, and breathing. They're a small-owned company that has been doing big things. They help with guided meditation, embracing sensations, handling situations with anxiety, and they'll even help to end your insomnia. There's an amazing SOS button when you're in need of immediate relief with guidance from the audios. They'll even send you daily inspirations to your phone. You can do more by upgrading to their premium for $9.99 a month for 150 plus of their therapeutic audios, a new daily Dare audio every day, monthly themed challenges, and supportive online communication. Download Dare today for free. And also, you know, with people with social media and things like that, sometimes when they post, you know, those perfect pictures, you know, it's okay to have a fun time, but also know that we do struggle. And I feel like some people that look at those pictures and think these people have it all together, even celebrities, even I find myself caught up with celebrities. I'm like, what is it? Like, what am I missing? Like, we all feel like there's like a secret potion out there, whether it's to happiness or perfect skin or weight loss or being the perfect mom or spouse or parent in general. You know, we think that we're missing something. We think these people have it figured out. What is it? If I could just like crack this code. There's no code, you guys. There's just not. It's lighting, getting your hair done, having a great outfit, and snapping half a second of a photo, couple shots. That's their secret. Just a good picture and some little bit of photo editing. You're not missing anything. There's not a secret potion to these people's lives. Just because that's what they post doesn't mean that's what they live, you know? You think Kim Kardashian looks like that all day, every day, 24/7, and that they don't do Photoshop and she doesn't have stylists and people getting her ready for 6-7 hours and, you know, a whole thing, and she doesn't have nannies and people getting her children ready and feeding them all these fruits and veggies. And of course you can be perfect when you have a village and a team. But even those people don't have it all figured out. And here we are doing it on our own. And we're thinking, why am I not like them? And we think it's money, or we think it's fame, or we think they have this secret. No, there's no secret. They're just better at hiding it, and they have a little bit more help doing it. That's it. That's all it is. No secret potion. Stop looking for the secret keys. And, you know, some obsess just, those people that obsess over looking perfect and having that lifestyle, a lot of them are secretly screaming for help. A lot of them are just dying inside, and it makes you sad. So don't, you know, idolizing people who you just don't know the whole story to. It's not worth that, because you don't know the whole story. Focus on yourself. Focus on if you need to take a break from social media. I have so many write in that compare themselves to people, and comparing yourself to somebody else is not going to fix you. You're not going to wake up one day and look like that person and be like that person. It's just not going to happen. You have to have a realistic expectation of who and what you want your life to be like and who you want to be like. It has to be realistic, you know? You can't wake up one day in a size 14 and say, I want to be a size 2 next week. Like, that's just not our bodies. It's not physically possible. And, you know, you can't drop out of high school and expect to be a lawyer in a month. Like, let's be realistic in what we want our lives to be. And if you want your life to be a certain way, do the work, put in the hard work, and know that if you do the hard work, it's possible. but we're such in a culture of overnight and instant gratification and satisfaction that we instantly feel like failures if we're not just like this, if we didn't just do that. And we let ourselves down, and then that's where the depression sneaks in. That's where the self, you know, very self-critical thoughts sneak in, and where we obsess over things that are 100% out of our control. We cannot do that overnight. It takes work. And this generation is just so ready for an overnight fix. You know, that's why so many people are addicted to drugs or a mind-altering substance of some kind, whether it's alcohol or drugs or food or what have you. And those people who aren't or aren't on medication for anything, you know, we just struggle and it's hard and you got to put in the work. And so many people, they're like, I feel like I should just take a medicine. Then take one if that's what you're feeling. And, you know, people that don't want to take it, then don't take it. You know, you don't have to do anything, but just know that you're going to be putting in work. It's just what it is. And a lot of people aren't ready for that. A lot of people don't think they have what it takes to do that, but they 100% do. You know, we're just so ready for the instant satisfaction. Even if your phone lags for like half a second, what do you say? Oh, piece of shit. You know, like if your Netflix loads for more than 5 seconds, you're like debating on calling your internet company. Be patient. Things take time. I know you're used to things loading fast, but you can do this. You can do this. Picture your life the way you want it and work towards it. Don't expect it. It takes work. Take a break if you need it. And follow your anxiety. Follow your anxiety where it's coming from. It will lead you every time. I know where my anxiety is coming from right now. It's coming from last year's summer. I'm nervous for this summer. I'm nervous my anxiety will come back, even though that's ridiculous. I'm not the same person. I don't have the same anxiety triggers. I'm fine. But somehow my body told me that, hey, remember last summer? And now I can't forget it. Now I'm nervous. And so what did I tell you I'm working on? I'm working on embracing those sensations and remembering that this does not have to be like this. This does not have to be a miserable summer. This can be something that I completely change in my mind. That next summer I will be so excited for. I'll be counting down the days till the last day of school like my son does. You know? We've gotten through so much over the last year that just being here is pretty impressive. You know, so many of us were so scared all year long and terrified of getting this virus and terrified of, you know, not making it and what's the world coming to, and it became scary and dark, and it still is, but some of us are seeing a bit of a light at the end, and even if we're not, we're pretending we do, because we've realized that no matter what, I have to keep going for as long as I'm able. So if I have to create that light myself, I'll throw a flashlight that way. Create your own light and keep going. Nobody else is in charge of that. Again, you have to just follow that anxiety, and that's okay. Even with my anxiety, oh my gosh, this past week, I've had like a brain fog and just like a memory lapses. I have been doing the most random things. I threw garbage in my sink the other day instead of my trash can. I put something that was supposed to go in the cabinet in the microwave. I went to make Brett's coffee and I left the coffee pot full of water in the sink instead of dumping it in the coffee pot. My brain fog has been like crazy. I keep just doing random weird things because my brain is busy right now. And when I was making these little mistakes, you know, Brett, he was kind of laughing at me and I was beating myself up over it. I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? Like, get your shit together. But I have to give myself a break. We all have to give ourselves a break. We do. It's okay. take a break from beating yourself up. We do it enough. You're not going to miss anything. It'll come back. Take a break from it. This week, my goal is going to be to reread some of my journal entries and things like that. So I also want you to do that as well if you're struggling this week. Even if you're not, continue to write in your journals and record yourself and do those things. But so that's going to be my goal this week. I want to look back on when I struggled before or when I was doing good. I need that boost this week. As you know, my son's last day of school, and we got so many end of the school year activities that were going on. I need to just reboot myself. So I'm going to look back in journals. I think I'm going to even re-listen to old episodes. As much as I hate hearing my own voice, I have to pretend it's somebody else and get through that and know that I came through this before. And I mean, I couldn't tell you guys how many times I've recorded episodes and afterwards I've cried. So I know what episodes those are. I know what episodes I struggled in. And I want to keep going with you guys because when I record these and talk my way through it with you guys and I get your emails and I get your questions, seeing that it was a light bulb for you guys as well, it is really helpful for me. And I hope it's helpful for you guys too. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to Loving Yourself Completely on Spotify to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today. At the end of the day, we're all just trying to do our best and we're all trying to make sure that, you know, when we wake up the next day, we're going to try a little harder. We're going to do a little better. And we're not going to let certain things trigger us as hard anymore. That's what I'm working on this week as well. So I'm going to re-listen to those. And I hope you guys do too. I hope if you're struggling this week or even if you're not, continue to write in your journals. And I need to get back into my meditation a little more. I was a little distracted the last week or so. And I slacked on my job. It was my job. And I was slacking on it. I took a couple days off that I couldn't afford, and I need to do my meditation, and I'm hoping that next week I will be at a 9 or a 10. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that you guys are doing your therapy and all that good stuff. So please write in to lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Let me know your guys's mental health number this week and leave a rating, leave a review. Keep the show going, and let's just keep this up together. Follow our new Instagram page, @lovingyourselfcompletely. And just know that even when we have our setbacks or our nervous moments, like I do, not so much nervous. I don't want to say nervous. I would say maybe, I don't know a word for it. I'm not nervous. I don't have a word for it. Maybe just a little iffy. I'm just a little iffy on how I want to get through this one. I always challenge myself to find a new way to get through bouts of anxiety that have been sticking around. Some days, you know, you can just get rid of them with simple things. But the ones that kind of linger around, I kind of go, now what can I do to get through this one? And that's what I'm going to work on this week. So, like I said, I'm just going to continue to do my journal, meditation, work my way through it, re-listen to some old episodes, and remember that we are as badass as they come, you guys. And I'm very excited to check in with you guys next week, and I hope your mental health numbers are high and stay high, and if they're not, that you continue to work on it. And I hope you have a wonderful week. If your children are about out for the summer, I wish you well. I wish you many activities, lots of Tylenol, and just excitement for not letting your anxiety or your depression get the best of you. And you're a good parent. I don't think you probably don't hear that enough. You're a great parent. And if you've been a parent through last year to this year, you've been through it all. Every emotion you could possibly feel, I'm sure you've felt. And we're going to get through this. and you're a great parent. Just because you have anxiety or depression or anything like that doesn't make you any less of. We just gotta work a little harder some days. And, you know, we're always like, we never want our kids to see it. We never, you know, want them to think we're sad or that we're going through something. But it's okay if they do some days. It's okay. Even sometimes with my son, I'll say, I'm just not feeling so great today. And he'll go, okay, can we watch a movie together? You know, like, that's it. It's okay if you have some days. You're a good parent. Repeat that to yourself this week. You're a good parent, you're a good spouse, you're a good person. Okay? Check out of the social media for a little bit if you have to. And if you don't need to, find some good pages to follow. It really helps. It really helps seeing you're not alone. Continue loving yourself completely this week. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. Bye.